Top 25 Norwegian Questions You Need to Know. Lesson 12. When is your birthday? In Norwegian. In each lesson of this 25-part series, you'll encounter a common question for Norwegian learners, and then learn how to answer like a native speaker. You'll learn how these key phrases work by breaking them down into each component. Then through repetition and new vocabulary, you'll expand your understanding of the question, its answers, and any variation. In this lesson, you'll learn how to respond to the common question, when is your birthday? In Norwegian, this is
Når har du bursdag?
The first word in the question is
Når,
meaning when in English.
Når.
Listen again and repeat.
Når.
This pattern of first introducing a word at natural speed, providing the translation, breaking it down, and then giving it again at natural speed will be repeated throughout the series. Try to speak aloud as often as possible. The next word in the question is
Har,
meaning have. Please notice the usage of to have instead of to be.
Har.
Now repeat.
Har.
Listen to the first two words of the question and repeat.
Når har.
Next is
du,
meaning you.
Du.
Now repeat.
Du.
Listen to the first three words of the question and repeat.
Når har du.
And next is
bursdag,
meaning birthday.
Bursdag.
Now repeat.
Bursdag.
Listen to the entire question and repeat.
Når har du bursdag?
You'll hear this common question again and again throughout your studies. Master the following pattern and responses to the question, when is your birthday?
Den 22. August.
It's August 22nd. Listen as it's repeated again, slowly. Repeat the phrase.
Den 22. August.
Let's break it down from the beginning. The first word is
den,
meaning the.
Den.
Now repeat.
Den.
And next is
22,
meaning 22nd.
22.
Now repeat.
22.
And next is
August,
meaning August.
August.
Now repeat.
August.
Listen to the speaker say, it's August 22nd, and then repeat.
Den 22. August.
Let's try another and replace August 22nd with April 4th.
Fjärde april.
April 4th.
Fjärde april. Fjärde april.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with April 4th.
Den fjärde april.
It almost stays the same. Simply replace August 22nd with April 4th. Now say, it's April 4th.
Den 4. April.
To expand on the pattern, replace April 4th with June 13th.
13. Juni.
June 13th.
13. Juni. 13. Juni.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with June 13th.
Den 13. Juni.
Here we just replace April 4th with June 13th. Now say, it's June 13th.
Den 13. Juni.
For more practice, replace June 13th with December 1st.
1. December.
December 1st.
1. December. 1. December.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with December 1st.
Den 1. December.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace June 13th with December 1st. Now say, it's December 1st.
Den 1. desember.
Now it's time for a quiz. Imagine you're visiting Norway and someone asks you when your birthday is. Your birthday is August 22nd. How would you answer?
Når bursdagen din? Den 22. august.
Imagine your birthday is April 4th. Respond to the question.
Når bursdagen din? Den 4. april.
Now imagine your birthday is June 13th. What would you say?
Når bursdagen din? Den 13. juni.
Imagine your birthday is December 1st. Answer the question.
Når bursdagen din? Den 1. desember.
You want to ask someone when their birthday is. Ask the question.
Når bursdagen din?
This is the end of lesson 12.